Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Dirty Work.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello? For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Tori.
Hey, Tori, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I have this ex named Paul, who is, I mean, there's no way to say it. He's a gigantic asshole. So let me just start with that, okay?
Yeah, most of them are. Okay, so Paul, a-hole, got it. Continue.
Yeah. So I get this text from one of his friends on Saturday, and this is, like, really super late. It was probably around 1:30 in the morning. And so the guy who texts me, his name is Daryl, and he's a friend of Paul's.
Okay.
And I guess they were all playing poker at somebody's house, and they were telling stories or something, or, you know, bullshitting each other. And so Paul proceeds to whip out his phone and show everybody some For Your Eyes Only photos that I took for him a long time ago.
Oh.
I feel like this has been over for a long time.
Yeah.
I get this text from Daryl going, I wasn't sure if you knew he was showing everybody those pictures. And I'm like, no, I didn't know, because he told me he deleted them when we broke up.
Yeah, apparently he did not.
Yeah, apparently not. So anyway, so after sending him this super angry text, like all caps, I'm like, you f***ing first of all, you cheat on me with your coworker. Then you tell me after we break up that you deleted everything from your phone. And now I hear from your friend that you didn't delete anything and you were showing everyone my pictures.
So what did he say?
Okay, so he texts back to me. Okay, that's a lie. I told everybody that you were taking some pictures a long time ago, but I don't have them anymore. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's obviously a lie.
Yeah, right? So I'm like, well, if you deleted them, why am I getting texts from your friends saying you were showing them at your little poker night? And he goes, well, I guess they mean we were talking about it, not showing anything.
No, no. I know, dudes, you don't bring up something like that. Like, you don't bring that to the table without having the hard evidence to show. Because, yeah, you would never do. Oh, I have this girl one time, she took pictures for me. I wouldn't even share that story unless I could go, and here they are.
Yeah.
So, all right, so what do you want us to do? You want proof that he still has these pictures of you on his phone?
Yeah, I want to know if he lied about deleting them when he said he did. And if he did, I want him gone.
I can pretty much guarantee he's lying.
All right, well, let me put this out there. I mean, you do realize that this is partially your fault, right? I mean, if you take pictures like that, you have to understand that they could be on the internet, you know, the next day. For all we know, he could have posted them on one of those nasty ex-girlfriend revenge sites or something.
Yeah, I know. It was. I understand this is mostly my fault, because if he didn't have them, he wouldn't have had them to show anybody. But it's not like he was some guy I met at a bar and hooked up with. We were in love. We were in a relationship. He was on a deployment. I mean, I'm sorry, but women do that. I'm not the only one who's done it.
Yeah, no. I totally know. Like, 100%. I know. I was just saying, like, you shouldn't be so surprised about it.
Yeah, I'm only surprised because he promised me he deleted everything. He said it was the least he could do after cheating on me.
Okay, so let's see what we can do here. Now, we have his number, obviously, and then we have this friend's number. What's his name? Daryl?
Yeah, Daryl.
Okay.
So yeah, I have his number.
So we have, that's two.
Well, what about the girl he cheated on you with? Is he still with her?
Yeah.
Well, what's her name?
Rachel.
You don't have her number, do you?
No, I don't even know her.
What are you thinking of here? You got that evil look on your face. Okay, hold on. I'll tell you what. We'll put a plan together here, and we will call your ex, Paul, when we come back next. What we thought we should do is, we thought, well, why don't we call Paul up and be like, hey, we heard you have these photos. And when he says, no, I deleted them, we surprise him by bringing on Daryl the guy who texted Tori and go, well, that's not what Daryl said. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Right.
This was our plan. We called Daryl.
Yeah, I got in touch with Daryl.
Okay.
Told Daryl the same situation you just said.
And?
Wants absolutely nothing to do with this.
Really?
Or us. Or this scenario.
Okay. So
he's out.
Even though he did the right thing and he told Tori he doesn't want to be involved. So we are going to try a different course of action, I guess, and see if this works. So we're going to call. We're still calling Paula, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me get Paul's number here real quick. And dialing at random.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Paul, please?
This is Paul.
Hey, man, how's it going? So listen, you don't know me. I'm actually a friend of Daryl's. My name's Mike.
What can I do for you, Mike?
So me and my roommate, and I don't know if Daryl has told you this, we run a couple of websites on the dark web, and one of them's called Ex-Girlfriend Revenge, and we actually pay pretty good money for pictures. The reason I called you is because Daryl was mentioning you had a couple that you were passing around the other night, and I was kind of wondering if you wanted to make some money off of them. We pay on average up to $1,000 or so for good pictures. I didn't know if you would be interested or not.
Mike, I don't know what you're talking about, so sorry, I can't help you out.
Are you sure? I mean, it's easy money. The whole thing stays anonymous. You're not even mentioned.
I mean, yeah, here's the thing, though. Like, first of all, I don't trust you. And plus, like, that friend you're talking about, like, just texted me and told me he just got called by a radio station about the pictures. So I'm guessing that whoever this is, you're working for them.
He really texted you?
Yes, he really texted me.
What a little bitch. Okay. All right, so listen, right. All right, so you're actually right. This is the Z Morning Zoo on Z104. It's Dirty Work Wednesday. We don't work for some skeevy website. But we weren't wrong about those pictures, though, right? You do still have them, don't you? You never deleted them like Tori asked you to.
Look, I'm going to tell you like I told her. The pictures are gone, right? They have been gone. And I have not had them on my phone since we broke up.
Okay, so you don't mind if I make a quick phone call while I got you on with us then?
I mean, go ahead. But I'm telling you right now, like, Daryl isn't going to answer. He's probably at work already.
Oh, no, we're not calling Daryl. We're calling Rachel. Isn't that your new girlfriend?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm sure if I was dating a guy, I'd be pretty upset to know he still had naked pictures of his ex on his phone. Mm-hmm. Maybe what we do is we just give her a call, and then we'll ask her to check for us. I mean, if you got nothing to hide, then, you know, you don't need to sweat it at all, right? Oh,
snap! You guys don't have her number.
Dude, we got your number. We got Daryl's number. Did you seriously think we couldn't get Rachel's number? You want me to dial it right now? Shaggy, get me a clear line. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. Okay.
She's not going to answer.
I mean, maybe, but even if she doesn't, I could just leave her a voicemail. Or maybe we'll have Ashley leave her one.
Yeah, maybe I'll say, you know, hi, this is Ashley. Can you ask Paul if he still has the naked pictures I sent him on his phone? Thanks.
That would be so good. That would be awesome. All right, hold on.
No, wait, okay, please stop dialing. Okay, what do you want?
We want you to do what you promised and delete the pictures from your phone.
Yeah, and you got to do it in front of Tori.
I don't hang out with Tori anymore. Like, that's going to be really hard to do. Like,
Paul, we have her on the other line. We'll set up a nice quiet place for you two to meet, okay?
Fine.
Paul, it was an absolute pleasure doing business with you today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.